Sean Aquiline here. In the studio is David Rooney conducting an interview with former Mayor Jeff Battersby in regards to the Highway Mall.
As Sean has already mentioned, this is a major issue here in town. And we have five questions that we wanted to put to Jeff. And your former worshipfulness, here's number one. Historically, Revelstoke's downtown merchants have always opposed change they perceived as a threat. That was the case when the Alpine Village Shopping Center was built, when Southside was built, and even revitalization itself, Holy Grail to some, was also regarded by others as a threat. What's the difference between then and now?
Well, first of all, I reject that position that the business community has always opposed any changes of that nature. There was no significant opposition to the Alpine Village Shopping Center, to the relocation of Farmer Save and all that that I can recall. And I actually phoned a couple of my longtime counselors to ask them about that. And they said, no, that's not true at all. And in fact, Revite in particular, it was the business community that led that. There was the only opposition to Revite came from two or three property owners in particular who didn't want to spend any money. That's categorically wrong. You know, this community has established a really good Revelstoke way to deal with issues. Somehow we've got off track here and things aren't happening that way anymore. We got a strong sense of pride and self-empowerment because of everything that we've been able to do to get this community back on track after the bust that we experienced in 1985. I'm really very sensitive about this whole issue.
I get that feeling. And the bust in 1985 is, of course, when all the major projects in the region, like the dams and the McDonald Tunnel and all that stuff, kind of went elsewhere. It's been suggested that council doesn't have a legitimate legal reason to oppose this zoning change. Do you agree with that?
Not at all. It's very clear in the OCP. I don't know how anybody can say that the OCP is not clear about the fact that this proposed zoning change violates the OCP, and council is bound by law to observe what is in the OCP. It's interesting that the grade 6 class at Begbyview School talked about this, and they had no trouble understanding the OCP and what it was saying.
What about the Local Government Act?
It says the same thing, that all bylaws enacted or works undertaken by a council must be consistent with a relevant plan, and that relevant plan is the OCP.
But it doesn't state OCP, does it?
Well, no, it's the relevant plan, and that's what they're talking about, because they operate on the Vancouver Charter.
Well,
they have a different name for
that,
their plan.
You know what? There are all kinds of lawyers and others out there who will look at that and go, well, my lord, it doesn't say OCP, so therefore it can mean anything.
We may have to hear what my lord has to say about that.
Are we going to get legal about that, do you think?
You never know.
I'm willing to bet that the overwhelming majority of business owners voted for our current mayor and council because they were regarded as being pro-growth and pro-business. Now we have a developer who wants to build a strip mall, and that is clearly fresh investment in new business growth. What's wrong with that picture, Jeff?
First of all, I've always supported development, and the picture sounds nice. Our own retail strategy that was struck in 2006, I believe it was, very contrary, and this was done by experts who did a lot of investigation of major ski resorts in all of Canada and in the United States, come up with all these answers about how we should be handling this sort of thing. This idea of the strip mall is just completely contrary to all the advice that we've had from very well-informed sources about that. Those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it, and there's a huge amount of history that says that peripheral mall development has very negative impacts on downtowns. The stronger the community it is, the worse the impact, and that's in many publications. That's why this is wrong.
It's obvious that you feel very strongly about this. Why does this possible highway rezoning issue affect you so deeply, Jeff?
A large number of people, including Mayor McKee, have worked tirelessly over the years to help this economy come along and develop and to do things about trying to get the traveling public off the highway and into downtown. Establishing facilities on the highway where they can meet the needs that they would normally have to go downtown for just means that they'll have one less reason to come downtown. That argument just doesn't hold water. Factors about this mall that people should know. The size of the retail space is about 75% greater than the Alpine Village Mall. The actual size of the development is three times the size of the Alpine Village Mall. When you impose that on down the size of that development onto various places downtown, it covers almost nine city blocks. That visual impact will be quite remarkable to them, I'm sure.
It deserves to be pointed out here that most of that is really going to be parking lot.
The other thing about that, of course, is that huge amount of parking for the amount of retail space supports a comment that apparently the developer said the other night that he may be adding additional retail space. So that's why he wants so much parking. Either that or he's being a very provincial citizen who wants to make sure there's lots of parking available for all the people who get held up in Revelstoke when the highways are closed.
We have a well-deserved reputation as a community that pulls together to accomplish its goals and get things done. That does not seem to be happening here right now. In fact, this is arguably the most divisive public issue that I've seen in 15 years. What do you think is the most realistic best case, worst case outcome here? And do you think we can get beyond the my way or the highway attitude that is taking shape in public conversations over this? Is there a happy made in Revelstoke solution on the horizon?
Well, I certainly hope we can get past the my way or the highway situation because it is so divisive to this community. And the last thing that was of this magnitude in terms of being divisive to the community was the location of the hospital, whether it was going to be downtown at the end of Cambria Avenue Spur, and that was in 1968, or whether it was going to be up on its current site. And that issue was at least the subject of a referendum, but you don't have referendums on zoning changes. Once the referendum happened, people were accepted that and the community came back together. If this zoning change allows the development of that mall up there, there'll be no turning back. We will see the truth come to bear that Revelstoke is just another community whose downtown has been destroyed by peripheral mall development. And that's so evident in so many publications that we read. Neither the city nor the proponent have provided any information to rebut all that. They just don't want to hear it. They better start reading those things and listen to what all the experts are telling them is the wrong way to do things. So the best case scenario for me is that everything backs off, the zoning change gets denied. The community works together with Duplat and the developer to come up with a plan that will work for everybody, come up with a win-win situation for everybody. We know that that property is going to be developed, but it's a primary gateway property to this community, and it's got to be done exceptionally well. The studies that were done in many of the American resorts and the other Canadian resorts show that for resorts to be successful, they have to have a better mousetrap, and they've got to have a better gateway to their community than other communities, and they can't afford to be just like all the other communities with a whole bunch of malls along the highway stretch. It's a very delicate area to deal with, and this is the worst thing that can happen.
It's interesting that you should bring up Steve Platt's name here, because if the city had dealt with his development permit in a timely, straightforward fashion, we wouldn't be having this discussion. We wouldn't be seeing this issue. Instead, it got strangled by red tape, and it's been suggested that it was intentionally strangled.
I think that's very troublesome, and many people are wondering why that happened and why things fell apart as far as the hotels are concerned. It's certainly something that is in keeping with the OCP, and it also is a need in the community. We do need more accommodation.
It's interesting because, you know, his building is probably one of the loveliest ones in town, the one that he did build on 2nd and Orton.
Yes.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah. No, and if there were hotels went up to that caliber, that would be perfect.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah. And most importantly, what I would look to come out of this quickly is getting rid of the divisiveness that this whole issue has created in the community, and we get back to working together. That has served this community very well. We all work together to get to where we are now, and we want to keep going, but we've got to work together. We can't have this dichotomy going on.
But how do we achieve that? Do you think there's some value in having not an open house, but a public meeting here in town to discuss the issue, give council some direction on this?
Well, I think there have been some real shortcomings in the process to date. It's been too rushed as far as I'm concerned. The other night, the public meeting to air the matter and not have the proponent stand up and make a presentation to everybody and then subject himself to questions from the floor, that's what you need. And Mayor McKee recognized that that was one of the things that made people the most angry of the process that went on between the bikers and the forestry industry on McPherson. They just gave a fixed statement and would not take any questions.
They had questions. Open houses, and this is a format for an open house. It was not a public meeting.
It shouldn't be city staff or the planner standing up and putting the case for the proponent. He should be putting his own case, and then he should be prepared to take questions about that. Should be open meetings, not just an open house.
Jeff Battersby, former mayor of Revelstoke, good citizen, thank you very much.
Thank you, David, and thank you, Sean, for this opportunity.